Inside Lacrosse Podcast. I am Terry Foy, and we continue to react to the remarkable events of last week as the NCAA announced the suspension and cancellation of the 2020 spring season championships, and then subsequently issued a statement in which they were intending to provide relief to affected student athletes. And to get more reaction, we're talking to a handful of players, and we start with Fairfield senior attackman Dylan Beckwith, whose Stags were off to a 5-2 start, and he was among the nation's leading scorers with 38 points through those seven games. Dylan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So to begin, how do you explain the way that last week unfolded, starting maybe with your game at Siena, which was a big win on the road, all the way up through Thursday afternoon and into Friday when all this news from the NCAA came out?
Yes, yeah, so, we're up in Siena. We spent a few days in the hotel. We found out that the Ivy League had canceled their season, so things weren't really looking too well there. But, you know, we got a win. We came home from Siena. Coach gave us a day off. We came in the next day, we were walking out to practice, and we heard that other colleges started, like, canceling the season and stuff like that. But, you know, Coach Baxter just said, keep our heads down and just keep practicing. And it's, like, uncontrollable. So we just went out and practiced, had a great day of practice, and we came in to go in for a lift, and we had just found out the news that our season had been suspended until further notice. So we were all pretty bummed about it. I mean, we were off to a great start. We had new coaches. We were 5-2. Kind of a fresh slate, and the whole situation is just terrible. I mean, being a senior, you know, you work all your whole life to get to college, get to the next level, and your senior year is like the most special one. And for to have it end the way it did, you know, it's pretty sad.
So obviously, you guys got off to a successful start, like you said. What do you attribute that to? What was the vibe around this team like, and particularly with your role, how did that develop in contrast to the first three seasons on campus?
Well, first three seasons were pretty tough. I mean, we had great players, we had great coaches still, and we weren't really just gelling together. We were like one goal losses when I was a freshman against like Penn State and Yale and big teams like that. We just couldn't get over the hump. And then kind of like the team morale kind of just went down. You know, we were pretty like beat up on ourselves. And this year, you know, we had a fresh slate, new coaches who tried changing the culture. They did a great job. And Coach Gibson did a great job with the offense, Baxter with the defense, and Coach Dalton with the goalies, Coach Jinto with the defense also. And I just feel like everyone believed in the system this year. And I think we were scoring like 16, 17 goals a game. And we were just listening to the coaches mainly, and the more like we listened and did our jobs on the field, you know, weren't playing selfish and just moving the ball around, one more passes, communicating, and like we were just scoring a lot of goals each game. And I give credit to all the coaches for that. I mean, basically all credit to them.
Shifting back to the events of last week, you mentioned that you guys had stayed in the hotel. Were you on spring break last week?
Yes, we were on spring break. We went from Harvard straight to Siena. We were in a hotel up in Albany, New York, bored, just sitting in the hotel. Just kind of hanging out, being with the team, which was pretty awesome.
And what were the developments from the school in terms of, you know, concurrent with a lot of this movement in terms of athletic contests being rescheduled? A number of colleges were extending spring break, planning for online classes and that sort of thing. What were you hearing from the university?
Yeah, so we didn't really hear much until kind of like when we found out about the season. So we kind of got back to campus. We weren't sure what was going on. And we got an email the day that we found out that our season was suspended, that they were going to extend spring break to, I think it's the 29th of this month. And it was like all going to be all online classes until then, which we're still in right now. But I know a bunch of colleges around the country are like fully online for the rest of the semester. So right now we're really not too sure. We might be coming back to campus on the 29th, but it doesn't really look like that.
Since you guys parted ways and headed home, what's the communication been like with particularly your classmates, the other seniors on the team, and also the team in general?
Well, I'm still up at school right now because we have a house down by the beach, by Fairfield Beach. So a bunch of the seniors are still here because we're not on campus. But, you know, it was kind of sad to say bye to all like the freshmen and underclassmen because who knows if we're going to be able to see them for a while now. And our seniors, we're just hanging out just kind of just doing our schoolwork and kind of getting together, eating, but that's really it. Kind of talking about the season and where it could have went, and just kind of sad. We're all pretty sad.
When you think about the seven games, is there a moment that stands out as being particularly special, one that you think you'll remember for a really long time?
I would say the first game versus Stony Brook. So, you know, we've had a couple losing seasons coming into the year, and it was kind of like a big game for us because we wanted to start off 1-0. I've only been over 500, believe it, once being at Fairfield. Was last year we were like 5-3 or 4-3 and 5-3 at one point. So this year, just starting off on the right foot, being 1-0, we were down 5-0 versus Stony Brook, and kind of no one put their heads down. You know, I think coach called a timeout and said, you know, pick your heads up. We're still in this game. You know, just one play at a time, next play mentality. And I feel like we just went out and did that, and we climbed back. I think we were down by 1 or 2 at halftime, and then the third quarter, I think we put together like a 5 or 6 goal run, and we didn't really look back from then. That was a big moment for us.
And obviously you've been a productive player throughout your career, but what do you attribute your own personal start to this season to?
Well, I credit my teammates, you know, throughout the offense, we always next play mentality, didn't care who scored or what happened. I was beating my defensemen a lot, and I would move the ball, and kids were taking great shots with great opportunities. And off the ball, like Brian Rita and the rest of my teammates had good vision this year to look for me for easy, open, wide open shots.
And turning the attention forward, were you in a position where you already had plans postgraduate and you aren't intending to break them? Or are you in a position where you're still open-minded as to what the future might hold?
My position, I'm still open-minded. I would love to come back to Fairfield and, you know, not end the way it did this year. If it's up to Coach Baxter and the NCAA with, like, scholarships and stuff like that. So everyone, it's really a waiting game right now. We're just waiting to see how things are going to pan out.
Of course.
Hopefully I will be back wearing a Stags uniform next year.
And certainly the opportunity to do that is really enticing for any athlete that has the ability to do so. But how do you describe the emotion on Friday when you saw the news that the NCAA had intended, and obviously there's still so many more details that need to be sorted out, but, you know, at least intended to allow affected seniors or affected athletes all across the board potentially another year of eligibility? Was it like a burst of emotion? Was it overwhelmed with confusion? How do you describe it?
It was kind of confusing, but, I mean, it was a great feeling to know that there could still be a possibility that I could play college lacrosse again. And, you know, there's all student athletes around the country that are feeling this way right now that lost their senior year, junior year, whatever it is. But particularly the seniors, just knowing that we have a possibility to come back for a fifth year, maybe get grad school paid for if all scholarships are all paid for the NCAA. But it's a pretty good feeling that there's still a possibility.
The power of hope is really powerful. And Dylan, we really appreciate your time on the Inside Lacrosse podcast. Good luck with the rest of their schoolwork this year. Certainly hope that everything sorts itself out in a way that is that works out for you in terms of being able to come back and stay healthy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Thank you very much.
And the Inside Lacrosse podcast continues with Loyola junior attackman Aiden Olmstead, whose Greyhounds were 4-2, and he was leading them in scoring with 11 goals and 11 assists. Aiden, as with all of your peers in spring sports across college athletics, news coming down last Thursday afternoon that your seasons would be suspended and the spring championships would be canceled was certainly very jarring and very disappointing. Can you describe the way the week unfolded for you and your Greyhound teammates?
Yeah, obviously, in culmination, it was obviously really disappointing. But I think ultimately it was quick, and it really just came kind of at us at a crazy speed. I mean, Monday we came in to film with Coach Toomey and all the coaches, and he was basically just like, make sure we wash our hands. The administration really wants to get on top of it. Make sure you take care of all your hygiene, etc. By Tuesday, there really wasn't still too much of a panic. I think Amherst may have canceled on Tuesday, so everybody's like, wow, the first program across all divisions. And then by Wednesday, I remember we were on our lift after practice, and we heard that the Ivies had canceled, and we were like, wow, that's like a big step. And we figured that the Patriot League would probably be next, but we weren't really sure. The coaches were really open and honest throughout the whole week, kind of just like telling us where things were as they knew it. And then we get a message on Thursday kind of saying that our team meeting had been moved up an hour, and we were like, that probably doesn't sound too good. But we got there, and our AD, Donna Woodruff, was there, and they just basically told us that our season, the Patriot League, had decided to cancel the spring season effective that following Monday, with the hope that we were actually still going to possibly even play a game Saturday with a closed, like, audience to kind of give maybe the seniors the opportunity to play one last game. Obviously, that didn't happen, and then by the end of Thursday, almost all the conferences had canceled, the NCAA, everything. So really just kind of domino effect throughout the entire week.
And you had had spring break the week prior, so were you guys still in classes?
Yes, we did have class on that Monday.
And so how did the news around the team correspond to the news in terms of the university, and what's your situation currently?
So currently we are online for the rest of the semester. Yesterday it was our first kind of experience with online classes using Zoom, so that was weird, but it is what it is, and I think the teachers and all the students are kind of making the best out of the situation at hand, but it was definitely an interesting experience.
Going back to the meeting in which you were informed that the season would be suspended and ultimately canceled, what was your and your teammates, I don't want to ask what the reaction was, because I think I have a sense of that, but in terms of the, how quickly did the attention or the thought turn to, you know, maybe there is an opportunity to come back next year, and then ultimately 24 hours later with the NCAA seeming to indicate that that's a possibility, you know, how quickly did hope pop up?
I mean, there's obviously hope as soon as the opportunity arose, but I think ultimately your thoughts kind of go all over the place. You kind of think of all the different scenarios. You think of first and foremost, like, the seniors, what their opportunities would be, and then you kind of go through, like, for me at least, and talking with some of my other teammates, you go through, like, positive and kind of negative emotions, just because there's so much uncertainty even still. You're just like, how's it going to work? Then as a player, you're like, you really don't have too much control. It all comes down to kind of the coaches and the university, and there's so many different aspects to it. It's almost like you're usually just a player and focusing on playing the game. So it almost was kind of something that you really didn't think you were even going to have to think about, which is a lot of the situations that we're in general. But, there's obviously hope that, one, for the seniors, obviously, that they'd be able to kind of finish their fourth year of eligibility out on a final note, kind of, but also for everybody, you're just like, hopefully we get another chance or some more time to keep playing the game we all love.
Of course, of course. And so, you know, kind of looking back on this Greyhounds campaign and the six games that did unfold, I think there was a lot of interest around how you guys were going to develop, given you know, how significant your seniors were with Pat Spencer and Jacob Stover, who was back on the sidelines with you guys this year. And when you look at the arc from, you know, a game against Virginia that didn't go your way, but that in the second half you showed a lot of promise, into a four-game win streak, and then a game against Duke that kind of unfolded similarly as your game against Virginia, how did you regard the growth and the identity of this unit?
Yeah, so I think we had so much potential. I think that our games kind of showed that. And I think internally, I think you always try and you have kind of more insights. We have more insights scooped in the outside, and we may be more positive and optimistic than it may seem, maybe a score sheet or whatever. But, I think we had so much potential in growing and playing in big games. And as you mentioned, we had a lot of important seniors. We had a lot of freshmen this year playing important roles, kind of all over the field, particularly on offense. And I think, unfortunately, a side effect of the season, not necessarily just not having a championship and not playing an entire year, is just, and the seniors, is the freshmen, you know, Kevin Lindley and I were able to play a full season as freshmen with Pat and the whole team. And that really, for us, we talked about a lot the last couple of days of how that helped our maturing process. And just for freshmen like Adam Patra and Joey Kamish, Evan James, all the freshmen that played a lot of minutes, and how their season, their freshman season, they didn't get to experience a Patriot League championship format. They didn't experience an NCAA tournament. So those kind of games, as much as playing the Virginias and Dukes are big growing moments, they didn't quite be able to experience that potential and that growth in those type of big game environments.
So turning the attention forward, obviously as a junior, you were already planning on coming back for next year and understand what that entails, but you also missed, you know, almost potentially, you know, at least a month and a half, if not more, of game action. When you kind of shift your focus towards making sure that you return next fall, presumably in the best position to compete as possible, what are the things that you're going to try to do? Are you going to try to play more this summer? Are you going to shift your focus from a workout and skill development standpoint, or have you not even gotten there in terms of thinking about?
I think right now it's a lot of the shift has been trying to focus on the academics, and even the coaches have been on board with that because just the whole total change of format, the coaches have all reached out and they made sure before we left for people going home, like to make sure that we keep on tabs with the academic stuff, because ultimately, as unfortunate it is that the season was ended, there's the possibility of something when you're not at school having to go to class that maybe somebody doesn't take as much attention to class now. So I think right now the specific focus is kind of making sure that school is handled so that doesn't impact next semester. But in terms of like lacrosse and physical training, I think this gives people opportunity kind of, and myself included, to, you know, rush your body. You know, even though we only played a month and a half of the season, there may be kind of just give your body a rest, but also, I mean, I'm different opportunities to maybe play over the summer or, you know, get back together with old teammates or current teammates to maybe meet up down in Baltimore, get some practice in or pick up or something like that. And then just in trying to keep in the best physical shape that, you know, you possibly can as an athlete. And obviously it's hard with, I know a lot of gyms closing in New York, all the gyms are closed. So just kind of do the best you can in the circumstances. But I think ultimately once the whole situation blows over as best it can, obviously things will pick up at a more normal pace.
Well, Aiden, we certainly appreciate your time on the Inside Lacrosse podcast. Are disappointed that we weren't able to see you and your team develop over the course of the spring, but can't wait to see you back on the field.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
And the Inside Lacrosse podcast continues with Ohio State midfielder Ryan Tarafanko, whose Buckeyes were coming off of a 13-11 win over Notre Dame on Tuesday night prior to the cancellation of the 2020 NCAA Spring Championships news that came down on Thursday afternoon. And Ryan, as we talk to folks about how their seasons were affected, how their week unfolded, I want to start with a happy note with you, and that is, you know, can you just kind of describe what this Tuesday night win over the Fighting Irish was like?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for having me on this podcast. But yeah, I mean, to start off, you know, we kind of had news that, you know, we didn't know what direction the season was going to go before the game on Tuesday. So, you know, we didn't know if it was going to be our last, but we weren't really expecting that for sure. But we just kind of came in it with that kind of attitude. And I'm just really happy that our team got to experience that kind of big win before the season inevitably got canceled. After the win in the locker room was something that I'll never forget. You know, Coach Myers dancing a little bit for us and, you know, the whole team just jumping around. It was something that I'm just really happy our team got to experience.
So, you know, the Amherst had suspended its season on Tuesday morning. You guys played a game that started 4 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, and it wasn't until later on Tuesday night that some of the other decisions started to come out. Did you have a sense that something like this was potentially possible, or was it at that point kind of all steam ahead?
I think Coach Myers does a really good job of really just focusing on what's in front of us. So a lot of us were really just full steam ahead, focusing on Notre Dame. Didn't really want to think about whether or not this was going to be a possibility, but I do remember in our huddle before the game, you know, all the senior or the starters kind of circle up, and our senior goalie Josh was talking to us, and he said, "Hey man, listen, like with everything going on, you never know what's going to happen, so you know, just play it like it could be your last." And that definitely resonated with me, and it was something that I'm really glad Josh did say, because at the end of the day, it was our last game for this group, and. Yeah, that's how it unfolded.
So, turning the attention forward, you were going to be preparing for a Sunday game against Denver. It was going to be the last game of the weekend. And in that lens, or through that lens, how do you describe how Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday unfolded?
Yeah, so I think we came in. We had off Wednesday, I'm pretty sure. So we had off, and that was just kind of getting our bodies right. And then we came in Thursday, and a lot of big news kind of hit on Wednesday. I think the NBA might have canceled,
Yeah,
and
that's
some
right.
other big time organizations happened. So we're all kind of hanging out Wednesday, and we're definitely not feeling as confident as we felt after the Notre Dame game, just with in terms of our season. So I think we came in Thursday, and everyone kind of had a feeling that, coach might be saying something to us, but we still had our talent show for the freshmen, and that was a really good time. And we still had practice, and then after practice we came in, and coach shot us down and was honest with us, and he said, "Hey, look, as of right now, it's not looking too good. You're gonna go in, you're gonna get your lift in with Coach Kev, and I hope I'll have some more information when we come out." So right then and there, that was kind of, our stomachs dropped a little bit, but we still had a lift to go do. So we went to our lift, and about an hour after our lift, we're in the locker room, and he comes in with the news that the likelihood the news is going to drop in a couple hours that all Ohio State athletics is going to be canceled for the remainder of the year.
So, when you take that moment and reflect on, I would imagine, a lot of different things with your teammates, what immediately comes to mind? You guys got off to a 5-2 start this year, played, one of the most incredible games of the year against Cornell, and obviously had just gotten a big win under your belt. So, what flows through your mind at that point?
I mean, the first reaction is definitely just confusion, I would say. There's a lot of questions that weren't getting answered just because there was little information out there. But then, shortly it comes to just our seniors, and obviously I'm a senior too, so just our class and what we were able to do throughout the year and how we were leading this team as an entire class. It wasn't just the three captains or any of that. It was 10 seniors who were just all bought into this mission. And it was something that it's really special. You don't see that a lot throughout college across a senior class like we had. And I kind of, I feel for that. And just, I didn't know if this was going to be my last time ever being in the locker room with them, or if that was the last time I'm ever going to play with them. And, now we're just kind of sitting back, waiting to see what's going to happen, which is obviously a little bit stressful.
Sure, absolutely. And so I think that was kind of where I was going to go next, which is, on Friday, the NCAA issues a statement that it supports relief for student athletes affected by the cancellation of the spring season. And since then, not a ton of details have emerged. So as you have mentioned, kind of in this limbo moment, but where do you fall? Are you in a position where you've already made commitments that you intend to honor beyond graduation? Or is it still possible that if the circumstances were to align, you'd come back for another year in Scarlet and Gray?
Yeah, I think that's a decision that, Coach Myers and I have been talking about a lot. He knows that my heart is always with Ohio State lacrosse and, just being with him in the program. But at the end of the day, no decisions have been made with the NCAA. So it's tough for me to, commit to him, and when we don't even know what's going to happen. He believes, he thinks that, the NCAA is going to grant that extra year, which would be, great for us. But at the end of the day, we just don't know what's going to happen.
And so through that lens, how are you approaching kind of waking up every day? Are you obviously remote learning and finishing up school, but then, from a physical standpoint, from a lacrosse standpoint, have you picked up your stick this week? Or are you trying to stay sharp?
Yeah, I pick up my stick every day. This is who I kind of am. I'm going to play wall ball. I'm not too much of a shooter, as everyone knows. So I play a lot of wall ball. I'm a really big just runner. So I like to just run for fun. So I've been running a lot and getting back into that, which I enjoy because I don't do it too much at college. But yeah, I mean, I have pretty much one mode, so I don't really turn that off very often.
Well, in that vein, Ryan, we'll let you get back to it. We really do appreciate your time on the Inside Lacrosse podcast. Certainly hoping for the best, both in terms of resolution from the NCAA and the continuance of your academic career, and certainly hoping that you stay healthy as we all navigate this crisis.
Absolutely. Same to you. And just everyone, hopefully, stay safe and take care of one another.